It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, I am so very honored to have with me today on the show. We're going to be talking to an iconic rock and roll figure. He's an American. He's an American, of course. He's an American. We're so proud of American.
I've always been American. I couldn't be anything else, you know.
Don Barnes from 38 Special. So glad to have you on the show today. Really, really glad. 4 decades together, 38 Special, and they're going to be coming to a town near us in Kankakee for the barbecue festival there.
That's right,
Illinois.
Four decades. I think we started. We were like embryos. That's our story, and we're sticking with it, right?
Is that just, okay? We'll stay with that. I was just going to ask you, how old were you when you're the original band member? You started this,
right? Yeah, well, I'm to blame. Well, Donnie Van Zandt and myself started it back when, and we played in about 10 or 12 other bands before 38 Special, you know, neighborhood bands. And you know, guys would fall along the wayside and wouldn't show up for rehearsal, and bands would fall apart. You'd play a few clubs or a few gigs, and then, you know, so it was really tough to get some steamroll going, you know, get some steam up there. So we finally gathered guys from other bands that were good players, and this guy from this band and all mm-hmm. that. So we put them together, and we gave our mission statement that we were serious about this. We're staying in there and, you know, show up for rehearsal every night, and it was 6-7 hours of rehearsal every night for years. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really highly recommend it because you're going to starve for about 10 years. So, you know. But Jacksonville, Florida was a Navy town. It was all these sailors clubs. There were 4 naval bases there, so there were a lot of sailors clubs. So every Southern rock guy from Dwayne Allman to Greg Allman to Ronnie Van Zandt, all the Skinner guys played sailors clubs at 15 years old. You make $150 a week, you know. It's big money for 15. And we learned all the popular songs of the day. We all played, you know, these for sailors, and it taught you a lot about the craft of songwriting and how the graph goes as far as the, you know, opening and the actual sections of a song. A section, a little ramp that goes up the chorus, and a B section, a bridge, and just all these things. And so you kind of learned the foundation, the fundamentals of what songs, what makes a hit song and gets on the radio. And then you get cocky and you think, well, I can write my own songs now. And that's when you go starve for the next 10 years. So it's not really something I highly recommend. You know, we were a little too stubborn to quit, I guess, you know.
And I bet it was too much fun, a lot of fun. 6 hours of rehearsals, though. Do you guys still rehearse these days? Or do you just still, do you get on stage just comes naturally?
Yeah, it's been it's a little less now because we do have all those songs ingrained in our head. So you know, we put some new material, you know, like today, this year we have a brand new show, so we had to go into rehearsals and put a medley together of secondary songs from movies and all these things that you know, we want to make sure that people hear their favorite song, whether it was Revenge of the Back to Paradise from the Revenge of the Nerds movie or something, you know. So we have to put all these things, and they all join together. So everything is ramped together. There's not, you know, people are, they're going crazy over one song, and as they're applauding, that the next hit is happening. So it just goes all the way through, and, you know, it's a real ride, and people are, it's just, like I said, we look at it as a graph. You start real big, and you climb, and you get to about the middle, and then you give the audience a little bit of room, a little space to breathe for a second, and then you keep ramping it up, and a big finish, and, you know, everybody's exhausted, and we're exhausted along with them. So it's kind of like some other activities you can probably guess. So, you know.
All right. Hey, are the 4 guys going to be there in Kankakee next month, July 11th, Friday night, 10 o'clock? Vanilla Ice is opening for you guys. How do you feel about that? Vanilla Ice.
I don't know how to feel about it. That was our first time, our first foray. But I hear he's a good guy, and he's out there, and you know, hey, God bless him for still, you know, working and making a living. But we still do 100 cities a year, every year. So, you know, it's a great job to bring that kind of joy to people, and you know, we joke around it and say, yeah, hey, beat hanging sheetrock, you know. We did that, too, a long time ago.
You guys still now, are the original guys still in the band? I know that some have come and gone and then come back again, including yourself,
some
right?
Yeah, exactly. And then there are some guys who were, like, people say the new guys, they've been there 25 years, you know. So it's all, it's been a kind of a revolving thing, but, it, you know, it's always been about 100% presentation, big explosive attitude, and it's a celebration of that kind of brotherhood and the camaraderie. And people can see, the audience, they can see that we're out there to have a good time and give them a good time. It's never any of that complacency where older bands might, you know, sit in chairs or whatever they do. I don't know, but we go out there to triumph every night. We make it a victory every night, and we're high-fiving each other after it's over because, you know, we feel like it's a big success. We try to make it a success every night. Everybody's happy when we leave town, you know, all the caterers, all the buyers and promoters, audience, everybody's happy. So that's why we're still here after all this time, Dolly.
I think that's why. Don, you know, even in your voice, I can hear it. You want everybody to have a good time. Are you having fun up there, too? Do you guys still
have
a blast every night you play?
I'm telling you, we get to go and crank a guitar up a 10 and a big amp. You can be 19 years old again. It really is. It's fun.
Timeless, that's for sure. And,
yeah, people
how
can
about...
see, you know, all those, I'm sorry, all those songs mean so much to us. They came from real life experiences, you know. Old, just, you know, in a nutshell, Hold On Loosely was about a bad marriage I'd gone through way back then, and I told a songwriting partner, a friend of mine, I said, you know, when you, songwriting is a kind of an insecure thing, and you have to write 1,000 songs to maybe lucky enough to publish 80 or so, you know. So I said, what do you think about this title? I said, what is it with people that can't seem to, you know, give each other room to breathe and space to be themselves and celebrate their differences and that kind of thing? I said, what do you think about the Hold On Loosely? And he went, oh, yeah, but don't let go. That was the first thing he said out of his mouth, and it was the greatest couplet, the greatest bookend for it. Hold On Loosely, but don't let go. And that was it,
don't
and we
go.
Were off to the races. Yeah.
That is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I actually, I've heard Jim Peterick, who was the songwriter, one of the songwriters of that song, sing it at a couple charity events that I've been to. And it's just still one of my all-time favorite. Caught Up in You, Rocking Into the Night. You guys have so many great songs.
We wrote a lot of those songs at Jim Peters' kitchen table. I told him, I said, you never wanted to feed me, but we wanted to work there all the time. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's my brother from another mother, as they say, you know.
Well, is he going to be performing with you guys on stage?
I don't know. You know, once in a while he'll step up there. And once in a while, if he has a free night, you know, he's with the Ides and Marks and has his world stage thing going and all, but he's always welcome. Yeah. You know, we love the guy. You know, we've got a long history together. Yeah, mm-hmm. he might come up there.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be good to see him. But if not, we're thrilled to see you, Don Barnes. So glad to have you on the show. Anything new coming up for 38 Special besides all these cities that you're touring? 100 shows a year. Wow.
Yeah, we're still doing it. But in
the years.
Well, if you got Vanilla Ice open, maybe we can get Brittany to open. I don't know, but we've got our own studio here in Atlanta, and we have three projects going. We did a soundtrack for the whole band did a soundtrack for a movie called Super Troopers years ago, and it was kind of a funny cops movie and all that. But we were really enamored with getting kind of outside ourselves and having and being able to. You're right. They'll say, you know, they have a time code at the bottom of a film, and they'll say, we need 37 seconds of a car chase scene. We need some wild guitar music, and that's all they tell you. And so then you kind of jam around the room. They come up with something that lasts for 37 seconds, and you record that, and then you move down the timeline, and there's, okay, here's the makeout scene. It's going to go, you know, for 14 seconds. So you have some kind of sexy blues music, and then you they want to segue into the police station, and you have a little interlude. So you see how that works, and anyway, you inch yourself through a two-hour movie, and it was really fun to do that. It was kind of liberating because you didn't have to. We did write a song called Trooper with an Attitude. It opens the movie, and we wrote that song in about 20 minutes. We figured it felt like, you know, nobody writes about getting cops stopped by the cops, you know, so it was all these flashing blue lights and you're breaking out in a cold sweat and all that kind of thing. So it was fun to do that. Yeah, it was fun to do that. So we really like that idea. So we're kind of shopping some new soundtracks. People are looking at it, some things we can do. We have another project. We're taking some of the old classic songs and rearranging them, changing the keys, changing the rhythms, and making kind of an unplugged sort of thing out of them, but really taking poetic license with them and changing them around. Like Caught Up in You is kind of a world beat music, world beat song now. If I've Been the One is kind of a really beautiful ballad that came out. And it just, the lyrics lend itself to a love song, you know, ballad and that kind of thing. So had a lot of fun doing that. That should be out pretty soon. And also working on a new album with just kind of a throwback to the old style and putting it out there. And, you know, Jim's going to be coming down, Jim Peterick, and we're all, you know, we're just having a good time and, you know, trying to keep our little niche in the world there going. And it's all been a good ride here.
Oh, that's so great to hear. What advice, Don, do you have for people who want to form their own band? I mean, like we said, you guys have been together four decades. It's like a marriage, maybe even harder than that, because you've got
four or five people, and then
the crew.
Yeah, this band has lasted longer than several of the marriages and the members of the band. It is me and I kind of married to five other guys, you know. It is kind of, you find tolerance and all that, but the good thing about us, we still get along, which is, you know, it's pretty rare these days in bands, but it's mutual respect, you know, all the things that work in any kind of relationship,
yeah,
you know. But, you know, as far as advice, we've had young guys come up and say they got a little band and they want to try to get a record deal, and what advice? And I said, if you absolutely have to do it, you know, maybe you should, but if there's anything with a little more stability to fall back on, because people don't realize what sacrifice it takes. You have to sacrifice everything, your holidays and anniversaries and, you know, everything, because if you don't make it number one, somebody else is going to make their thing number one, and they're going to just steamroll right over you. So you have to, it's very highly competitive. You know, if you're a good songwriter and you can get out, of course, YouTube is a good channel for that kind of thing to get some songs on. But, you know, radio is very fractured these days. Record companies are closing down, so it's really hard to get any traction. And as for us, it wasn't overnight. It was 10 years of, you know, living out of a cooler with, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day, and it's all driving one van and trying to get, you know, get your name out there and leave a mark, you know, and then get to the next town. And so it's not something, to be honest with you, I don't highly recommend it, but if it's, if you got it in your soul, you'll find an avenue. In our case, we were too stubborn to quit. A band is like a support group, and one guy gets down and says, I don't know if I can keep this up, and the other guys go, come on, man, you play great, you know, we're gonna be there, we're gonna make it, you know. And there are no guarantees. You can give 110%. There's still no guarantees. So I don't mean to scare any young guys out there, but it really is something that you have to make a commitment to say, I'm going to spend my lifetime doing this. So that's a hard thing to say, you know. So I always say, if you got good education, or if you're good with your hands or carpentry or just anything at all that's going to bring stability and a family and all that to you, you probably should just do that and you know, play on the weekends. It's a good outlet, but don't try to eat from it, you know, because you're gonna it takes a long time, you know, because when we first got our first record deal, it was like we felt like, oh, we made it, you know. Well, that's just the beginning. You went through all the years of starvation, and just to get somebody to listen to you, to sign a contract, that's like stepping into the you know, the National League in baseball. Now you get to play the game, and the big boys game. Can you win? Can you do this? And a lot of people don't make it. They get the record contract, but then, you know, record company has to let them go a year or two later, you know. So that's a tough thing too.
Yeah.
We were in dire straits there for a while. We had the first three albums went over the cliff with no hope. We thought that there was, you know, we were going to bust the world wide open, but doesn't happen like that, and you just have to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and say, I really think we can make this happen. But it really is a lot of frustration too. So like I said, I hate to give that side, the darker side of it, but it's the truth, you know.
That's the reality of it. And like you said though, if, you know, music is, you gotta love it and do it on the weekends if that's
yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of great outlets.
That's right.
But there's
a lot of great outlets you can have. Back in the
70s,
Don, it was a lot harder to get noticed, and you guys, I think you guys worked a lot harder than new bands coming on today, because now these bands, they post them on YouTube and they can get exposure, you know, the click of a mouse.
Yeah.
But you guys really, really had to, in the 70s and even in the 80s, you know, really work it and travel and give up a lot. So
we'd get, we'd
your
be lucky.
Your music is timeless and it's go ahead.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
We'd be lucky enough to get on a four-act show. There'd be, you know, the headliner, and then he's got the one before him and the one before him, and we would get, like, 20 minutes. It's okay, you got 20 minutes. And you go on at 6:30, and it's in a bigger hall, and there might be 200 people in there, but, you know, a place that holds 8,000. There might be 200 people in there, but we're going on there, and we are going after those 200 people. Because we want those people to go, oh, you missed it. You missed the opening act. They were really good. And then the next day you'd have a little bit of a one sentence and a write-up, and you'd think, wow, maybe this will make a difference. And, you know, it hardly ever did. It was a long struggle, a long way, you know. So if you can, like you said, YouTube would have been very, very popular, very, very instrumental back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any highlights for you, any tours, any shows that stand out for you that really have a special place in your heart?
We have so many great memories. You know, there's some really kind of crappy memories too, but we have some great times. You know, we opened for Kiss back in the 70s, and it was their big year. They made like $400 million or something that year, and it was the biggest, you know, big splash that they first came out. We were the opening act, and we were, you know, pretty much fish out of water. You know, you got all the grease paint and the bat wings and all that stuff following us. And we're out there. Some of these guys had cowboy hats on and everything. But the radio stations used to have a kiss face contest. So the fans would get their grease paint and paint their face like their favorite Kiss member. So we'd go out there to open the show, and the first 80 rows is nothing but Kiss faces looking back at you. So it was like like a Twilight Zone, you know.
Wow, that would stand out in my mind as one of the highlights of shows, things that I've done in four decades. Wow.
Yeah, and it was every city, too. So every city had these Kiss paint contests. We'd go out there and see grease paint for 100 rows, you know. But there were times later on there within the Meadowlands, we were still trying to hit the Northeast and, you know, create a fan base. And you're always trying to hit these cities and come back and keep coming back. AC/DC opened for us. They were the first time they came from Australia, they were like in tears because they pretty much trashed them off the stage. People didn't like them. And I told Angus then, I said, I know you guys are over here the first time, but you got to keep hitting these cities. Just don't let it get you down. Keep hammering. Well, they went on to be rock gods, you know. It's like, you know, good advice paid off. But Meadowlands, we were going to go in there and headline. We wanted to headline the Meadowlands finally. And, you know, a band has managers and accountants and handlers and things. And they said, you know, really, it's that 23,000 people. You don't really want to go into a hall and maybe only fill a third of it or a half of it, you know, because it looks bad business-wise. And, you know, and we thought, no, we really think we've been up there that many times. We can bring those people in there. We'll do all the promotion. We'll do everything. And they said, well, okay, so let me tell you, we went in there and 23,000 people came out to see us. And that was a big triumph for us. And we told them all, we told you so, we knew they'd be there. So that was a big moment, big pivotal time for us that it really had, now this is, you know, 15, 18 years later in our struggle. So so it was a big moment for us, and we were very triumphant that night.
Wow, look at that. Wow, look at all these years, you guys are still going strong, still drawing the crowds. Anything you want to say to your fans coming out to, or listening and coming out to Kankakee Barbecue Fest? That is July 11th, Friday night, 10 o'clock, 38 special. We've been talking to Don Barnes here, who's an amazing rock vocalist and guitarist for this iconic, legendary American band. Don,
wow.
It's been so great to talk to you. So what do you want to say to your fans before?
I need to call in more often. Amazing and iconic. Wow. No, I just want to say we appreciate everybody making us a part of their lives all these years. And everybody knows 38 Special brings that party to the people. And you can get out there and escape and sing along and clap and, you know, holler and yell. And wake the kids, phone the neighbors. We're going to have a large time. Everybody make it out there.
Fantastic. All right, we're really looking forward to it, Don. Don, thanks so much for calling into the Dolly McCarthy Show. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Dolly. My pleasure.
Keep on making the music. We'll see you on the 11th.
You keep rocking. All right.
Thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't
Thanks.
Miss this show, folks. Friday, July 11th. I'll be out there, 10 o'clock, in Kankakee, Illinois. It's the Kankakee Park District Barbecue Festival. And Before 30, a special will be Vanilla Ice, and some Journey cover band will be there. Not Journey, a cover band, though. So we'll look forward to that. So exciting, so thrilled to be able to see 38 Special live and on stage in less than 1 month. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Dolly McCarthy Show.